Well, overall, we were not discouraged by what we found at Maidstone. For the type of jail that it is, it actually improved in two of the four areas that we inspect. We found it to be a more respectful jail than when we last inspected, and I think that's largely because of the quality of the relationships between staff and prisoners. Prisoners told us in our survey that we conduct that, by and large, they're treated with respect by the staff. And we also found that they'd improved in the area of preparing prisoners for release in rehabilitation and resettlement planning. So there's some good things are happening in the jail. The biggest concern was the fact that the quality of the work and education and training that's available has really fallen off, and now we found we could only possibly assess it as at our lowest level, which is as being poor. Well, the relationship between prisoners and staff is vital. Day to day, you know, they're thrown together in a very sort of obviously confined environment, and so the quality of those relationships is vital if prisoners are going to feel that they can make progress, that they can rehabilitate and be prepared for release and eventually either into the community here or, in the case of course of many of the prisoners at Maidstone, being repatriated to their countries of origin. If that's going to be able to be done in a way which is constructive and enable them to take a full and useful part in whichever community they're going to rejoin, then that's critically influenced by the quality of the relationships with the staff. Yes, I was very concerned to see this. What we found was that in too many of the workshops, there either weren't enough places, so there's only enough places for about three quarters of all the prisoners held in Maidstone, or actually the activity seems to have ceased. There was one instance I saw where some prisoners had been allocated to a particular task and the task no longer was there. I think they were refurbishing boilers and there were simply no boilers to be seen. I also found far too many prisoners playing games, when dominoes or cards or whatever, when they should actually have been engaged in purposeful activity, either education or training or work. It is quite widespread. I saw certainly quite a lot of it myself during the inspection. Why is it happening? I think it's because there isn't a strong enough culture of learning or training or work in the prison, and the prison needs to address this and to make sure that there's more encouragement to prisoners to actually move from the residential part of the prison and go to the workshops and take part in work. But it's also incumbent on the prison to make sure that there are sufficient places available for all of the prisoners.